book reviews. These reviews do not constitute official church endorsement of these books, but the books have been carefully reviewed to ensure that church standards are observed. Warning: occasionally, characters who are not members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints do not follow the word of wisdom. Mole and Shrew All Year Through and Mr. Putter and Tabby Feed the Fish do not necessarily follow the standards of the word of wisdom. Picture books. Not a Box by Antoinette Portis. A little rabbit finds a box, but it's not just a box. It's a race car, a mountain, a burning building, a robot. What can a box become in your imagination? Fancy Nancy by Jane O'Connor, illustrated by Robin Priest Glasser. Nancy is fancy, but her family isn't, so Nancy offers to teach them how to have more pizzazz. Will they want to be fancy too? All in Just One Cookie by Susan E. Goodman, illustrated by Timothy Bush. Where do the ingredients in chocolate chip cookies come from? When Grandma cooks, they can come from as far away as Madagascar or as close as your own backyard. The Pink Refrigerator by Tim Egan. Dodsworth lives a dull life until he finds an old refrigerator in the junkyard with a magnet that just won't come off. The magnet advises Dodsworth to make pictures, read more, and make music. Find out what other magic the refrigerator holds. For children ages 5 through 9, A Mother's Journey by Sandra Markle, illustrated by Alan Marks. Follow the story of an emperor penguin as she lays her first egg and then begins her journey to the sea to find food for herself and her soon-to-hatch chick. Mole and Shrew All Year Through by Jackie French Collar, illustrated by John Better. Spend a year with best friends, Mole and Shrew, as they make New Year's resolutions, hunt for eggs, have a parade, and get ready for Christmas. Mr. Putter and Tabby Feed the Fish by Cynthia Ryland, illustrated by Arthur Howard. Mr. Putter likes fish, so does Tabby, his fine cat. But does Tabby like the fish too much? Maybe Mrs. T-Berry and her dog Zeke can help. Guji Guji by Chi Yuan Chen. Mother Duck doesn't notice when a large egg rolls into her nest. When her eggs hatch, she has 3 ducklings and a baby crocodile, Guji Guji. When duck-hungry crocodiles make fun of Guji Guji's ways and try to tempt him into betraying his family, he is put to the test. For children ages 10 through 12, Moxie Maxwell Does Not Love Stuart Little by Peggy Gifford. Moxie has tried to do her summer reading assignment. She really has. It's just that there are so many other things to do first. Go swimming, plant an orchard, rest in the hammock. See if she finishes her book before school starts again. The End of the Beginning. Being the Adventures of a Small Snail and an Even Smaller Ant by Abby. Join the adventure as Avon the Snail and Edward the Ant set out to find a happy life. Along the way, they meet new friends, a caterpillar, a cricket, and a salamander, to name a few, and discover things about the world as well as themselves. Nonfiction. A Seed is Sleepy by Diana Hutz Aston, illustrated by Sylvia Long. What is a seed? Where does its journey begin? And where does it end? Lovely illustrations paired with beautiful words tell the story of a seed's many features. Gone Wild, An Endangered Animal Alphabet by David McLemons. See more than the alphabet as you read through this menagerie. Each letter takes on the shape of an endangered animal, and a box on each page gives information about the animal. I Wonder What It's Like to Be an Earthworm by Aaron M. Hovenek. Anyone who has played in the grass has encountered an earthworm from time to time. Discover what it's like to be an earthworm as you read about the way they live. You Can't See Your Bones with Binoculars, A Guide to Your 206 Bones by Harriet Zeifert. Pictures by Amanda Haley. Can you see your bones with binoculars? Of course not. But you can see them with x-rays. Learn about anatomy as you study real x-rays of bones on top of the illustrations. End of section, Book Reviews.